Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to talk about someone important in our lives. We are going to talk about roommate. We have Ida Po, the singer-songwriter, with us. And Ida, she's also a student at Harvard University. Hi, Ida, 你好.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's a pleasure. All right, roommates. Now is your first year at Harvard University. You stayed in the dormitory, I bet?
Yes. So all freshmen have to stay around Harvard Yard in dormitories. And I have three roommates right now. And one I share a room with, and the two others are in our sort of flat kind of thing. We have a common room, and then we have two bedrooms. Yeah.
Okay. And then is that your first time staying away from home?
This is actually not. So before Harvard, I took a gap year in order to pursue music. And I worked full-time in music. So I did gigs. I, you know, promoted the new stuff that was coming out. I recorded. Mm-hmm. I also wrote songs for other artists. And that entire year, because I had so much going on, I moved away from my parents and lived in Helsinki with actually three roommates or flatmates.
Okay.
And so I kind of got used to that before I came to Harvard.
All right. The way to say roommate in Chinese is 室友.
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 室is the fourth tone and 友 is the third tone. So we go down first for 室.
室.
友.
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 Perfect. 室友. Roommate.
室友.
That's right. So 室, the meaning for 室 is room.And the character, if you decipher them, you can see two parts. The first is a roof on top, and second, the second part in the bottom, that means to arrive.
Mm.
So you arrive under the roof, therefore you can rest, and that shows the space, the room.
Right.
So 是.
是.
And 有.
有.
有 means friends.
是有.
是有. The character for yo in the ancient form that shows two hands facing the same direction. And in fact, that was a metaphor that if you are friends, your hearts are together and you look at the same vision and you share the same thoughts. So your two hands facing the same direction, that means friends.
That's so cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So 室友 is the roommate.
室友.
Right. And do you have nice roommates?
I do. We do get along well. Yes.
Okay.
Luckily. It's actually funny because at Harvard, it's a random process for freshmen.
Mm-hmm.
So we fill out this list about, you know, our personality traits and how, when we prefer to go to sleep and when we wake up usually.
Mm-hmm.
And they ran, well, they sort of try to pair us up with somebody
right.
who.
With an algorithm.
Yeah. I guess they have an algorithm for it. So, they pair us up, but we don't know. We can't choose at all. So, you know, people are pretty nervous before they get to know. But yeah, our situation worked out well.
Right. So. Yeah, I'm quite a few years older than you, and I went through a lot of experiences living in a school.
Right.
Yeah, I went to the boarding school when I was 14, so I already had many roommates when I was very young, and of course the university and the master degrees. So I've been through roommates' life in many different ways and many different generations, and it's mind-blowing. It's just great to
it's
make
really
lifetime
fun.
Friends.
That being said, of course, there are times when, like, everything's not going as smoothly. But yeah, mainly it's just, you know, it's great to also learn, especially at the school I'm going to now, just to learn from people who are very different from you, but still share, like, pretty similar values. It's been great.
Okay, great. So 是 is a very useful word. Should we extend a little bit since we talk about roommate?
Yeah.
室 is the room. So if you add a few other words in front, then we form different rooms in the house. For example, a bathroom. We just need to say 浴室.
浴室.
浴室. Did you notice that 室 is the same word?
Mm.
What type of room it is. And 浴, that means to shower.
Okay.
So, or to bath. To right. shower, to bath. 浴室.
浴室.
浴室. That means bathroom.
I mean, that's pretty much the same as in English. You just put the two words together.
It is. Yeah. It is. And then when you want to say, okay, the bedroom, you say 卧室.
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 That's like my room, right? 卧 is me? Or is it a different word?
It's a different tone,
though. Okay, it's a different tone.
卧, yeah. That means to lie down.
Okay.
Yeah, so I lie down flat. That's 卧. And you notice that. That's very interesting. 卧 is me.
Right.
It's I. That's the third tone. 卧 is the fourth tone.
Wo.
Wo.
So I guess the fourth tone goes straight down.
Goes and straight down.
Was that the third one? The one that goes down and back up?
That's right. The one with a like Nike hood is the third tone.
Gotcha.
So 我, you go down and up.
我.
我, that's I. 我.
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 I got it now,
I think. So 我 is the fourth tone and you go down 卧室. Bedroom.
卧室.
卧室. And a lot of people nowadays, they have home office or they may have a studio somewhere. We say 工作室.
工作室.
工作室. 工作 is to work. We actually taught 工作 in one of the episodes.
Okay.
工作, that means to work or somewhere you work. So 工作室.
工作室.
It is like home office or studio. So now we know a lot of 室. Mm-hmm. They are the different places in the house. Right. So we know 室友 is the roommate.
室友.
And did you notice that I didn't tell you, oh, is that singular or plural?
Right.
Because there's no such thing called the plural or singular.
Okay.
We sort of know that in a context.
Right.
When I say, oh, I have 室友, I wouldn't know how many of them unless you tell me. Because you don't put S at the end.
Right, right.
Yeah. So Chinese is very easy unless you tell me.
Is there ever an instance of, you know, people
ambiguity?
Not... Yeah, ambiguity.
I'm sure there is. Yeah, but when people really want you to know, they will tell you in a context.
Right,
yeah.
Right. Okay.
Okay, so when you say, oh, I have three roommates. Mm-hmm. I can say 三个室友.
三个室友.
三个室友. San is number three. Mm-hmm. And ge is the unit. You have to describe a group of fish or something.
Okay.
So 三个室友.
三个室友.
Yeah, three roommates. All right. So now we extended a lot of words from roommate to bathroom and bedroom. And did you notice that we actually slice Chinese words?
Yeah, it's a
into
bit of
pieces.
A puzzle, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you construct them and you create many more.
Right.
And this is a building block Chinese method specialized. And then we show you one and then you construct many more by adding a few.
Yeah. A lot of people talk about Chinese being a really hard language. Mm-hmm. And in a sense it is. But also I find it very logical because of what you just described. I actually find a lot of sense in it.
Okay, great. Thank you. I'm glad that you have fun. Thank you for joining us, Ida.
Thank you so much. I had a great time.
Thanks. Hope you enjoy listening to us. Today we learn how to say roommate, 室友. We also say bedroom, 卧室, bathroom, 浴室, studio, 工作室. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. And don't forget to visit talk.chinesey.com. There's a lot more information out there to enrich your learning experience. Thank you. Bye.